You're listening to SBS News.
Pope Francis has condemned nationalist leaders around the world who he says pursue xenophobic and racist policies and blame migrants for their country's problems. The 82-year-old pontiff made the comments in a written message for the Catholic Church's World Day of Peace, observed every New Year, which is sent to heads of state and governments around the world. At a time when immigration has become a contentious issue, in particular Europe and the United States, Pope Francis has consistently highlighted the plight of migrants and refugees. While he has sparred with US President Donald Trump and Italy's Nationalist Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini over the matter, he mentioned no specific leaders in his latest message.
Political addresses that tend to blame every evil on migrants and to deprive the poor of hope are unacceptable. Rather, there is a need to reaffirm that peace is based on respect for each person, whatever his or her background, on respect for the law and the common good, on respect for the environment entrusted to our care, and for the richness of the moral tradition inherited from the past generations.
Last week, Pope Francis praised the United Nations' first global compact on migration. The compact lists 23 objectives for how managing migration can be improved, including enhancing the availability and flexibility of pathways and using detention only as a last resort. Over 160 countries signed the agreement, but a number of nations, including the United States, Italy, Hungary, and Poland, did not. Australia also refused to sign the non-legally binding pact, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison saying it would compromise Australia's border security and immigration settings. Pope Francis says the fear around migrants is unnecessary.
Human relations are complex, and especially in our own times, are marked by a climate of mistrust rooted in the fear of others or of strangers or anxiety about one's personal security. Sadly, it is also seen as the political level, in attitudes of rejection or forms of nationalism, that call into question the fraternity of which our globalized world has such great need. Today, more than ever, our societies need artisans of peace.
The Pope has also denounced what he calls the vices of some politicians. Among those vices, he included misappropriation of public resources, dishonest gain, xenophobia, racism, lack of concern for the environment, and plundering of natural resources.
These vices detract from the credibility of political life overall, as well as the authority, decisions, and actions of those engaged in it. These vices, which undermine the ideal of an authentic democracy, bring disgrace to public life and threaten social harmony.
Pope Francis has proposed 8 so-called Beatitudes of the politician as a guide for the behaviour of public office holders. He says the list would set goals for politicians so they could act with a deep understanding of their roles, personally exemplify credibility, work for the common good, and accomplish radical change.
Every election and re-election and every stage of public life is an opportunity to return to the original points of reference that inspire justice and law. One thing is certain, good politics is at the service of peace. It respects and promotes fundamental human rights, which are at the same time mutual obligations, enabling a bond of trust and gratitude to be forged between present and future generations.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.